Jim, do I have a Sears house? He did not. He just had millwork that Sears sold for that particular house. So it can be a little bit confusing to track these things down. And making it even more confusing, companies copied the work of other companies. So the design we see in the top left is the Crescent by Sears. That's their most popular model. So they were selling a lot of Crescents, and other companies noticed they were selling a lot of Crescents, so they made their own Crescents too. They just didn't call them Crescents anymore. So the Standards Home Company had a design they called the Cornell. C.L. Bose Company had a design that they called number 12032, very evocative name. The Gordon Van Tine Company and Montgomery Ward's company also produced their own designs. And this is actually the same house, because the houses were produced by Gordon Van Tine Company and sold by Montgomery Ward's and Gordon Van Tine. So you could buy this house from both of those suppliers, which makes it really very difficult if you're trying to determine whether this house that you see on the street was designed, was actually bought from Gordon Van Tine or Montgomery Ward's. After World War II, there were some dramatic social and economic changes that meant that pattern book houses and their mail order offsprings became a thing of the past. Over three decades of operation, Sears and Roebuck claimed to have sold over 100,000 houses. And this is a chart that someone else put together of the largest manufacturers of these houses in their periods of operation. And I think you can see something very notable when you look at this. Two of the companies went out with the Depression. They ended in 1931. 1931 was actually the bottom of the Depression. That was when it was the worst. So they just didn't make it out of the Depression. You can see a number of other ones, including Sears, didn't make it after World War II. They produced all the way up to World War II, and when the World War II ended, they stopped producing houses as well. And then a couple of them continued onwards. The Aladdin Homes Company was the longest lived of these companies, going from 1906 until the 1980s before they closed down. So what can we learn from this? How did Sears influence American housing? There were a number of different consequences. The nationalization of architectural tastes. There were catalogs that promoted these designs from Sears and other companies that went to millions of people all across the country. And the popularity of new designs like the bungalow or the ranch house, they're very strongly driven by these companies, including them in their plan books. Standardization of floor plans. We talked about the bungalow and the living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, bedroom arrangement. That kind of thing goes beyond the catalogs of Sears into the builder's vocabulary. And many of you live in bungalows. They may not have been built by Sears, but boy, that plan just went everywhere. Standardization of fabrication. One of the things that these companies did is they elevated the quality of construction. Especially during the 1920s and the boom years, there was a term they used at that time called jerry-built. If you had a jerry-built house, it meant your house was built to a lower standard. Like, for example, they may not have doubled up the 2x4s over your window and door, the heads of your windows and doors, so that eventually over time that would sag down and pinch your door or pinch your window. So good construction. They democratized good design and good construction so that the person who bought a $493 house from Sears bought a house that was architect designed. It had been vetted through architects, engineers, home, economics experts, through a whole cadre of people. It expanded the range of housing choices. So all of a sudden, houses that you could not get built locally for any money, you could order out of a catalog and get. They anticipated the standardization of home mortgages. The home mortgage as we know it today was really pioneered by these companies and then became standard by the time that the Great Depression came. And they also created a do-it-yourself home building culture, where people who had not necessarily a lot of skill, but some wherewithal could build their house. One of the companies said, if you can drive a nail, you can build our house. You didn't even have to have a saw, right? Not until you get around to the clapboard. So there were a lot of influences that continued onward that are part of the housing industry today that were pioneered by companies like Sears and its ilk. And that's all I have.